Welcome to morning prayer for October 18th, 2020. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let me hear of your marvelous works in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Teach me the way that I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life, which you have given to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We turn now to a psalm of the day, followed by a time of dwelling in the Word. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, and God's wonders among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods. As for the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But you, O Lord, have made the heavens. Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the holy name. Bring offerings and enter the courts of the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth. Amen. We continue now with the time of dwelling in the Word. This is a spiritual practice of reading and dwelling in the biblical text with an openness to be formed and transformed by the living Word. This practice is about listening deeply to God. It's not oriented towards drawing lessons or morals, but rather simply noticing, without judgment, what arises in us. Noticing what the Holy Spirit is prompting within our hearts. With dwelling in the Word, we seek not to know about God, but to know God. Our procedure will be to read the text twice, followed each time by 1 minute of silence. After the first reading, you are invited simply to notice what is arising in you from hearing the word. What emotion do you feel? What word or phrase is staying with you? Now is not the time to analyze why, but simply to notice and fully experience that emotion or word or phrase. After the second reading, you're invited to listen for what God might be saying to you today through this text. Is it a call to some action? Is it a simple word of encouragement? What is God's word for you today? Let's spend some time now then, dwelling in God's word. A reading from Matthew chapter 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Again, we hear from Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard anyone with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God, the things that are God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. During our prayers, there will be moments of silence for you to pray your own prayers along the lines that are suggested. It's a time of invitation, a time again to be quiet in the presence of the Lord and bring those things of gratitude and those things of care and concern before God. We lift up our hearts, as it were. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation. For the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness. For the gifts of relationship with others. For the communion of faith in your church. And for all those other things that we bring before you now, for which we are grateful. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children. And bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern nations of the world. for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare. For all who work for peace and harmony among nations and among peoples. For all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. And for all those who have requested our prayers, or whom you have laid upon our hearts, O God, to pray for. All these things and whatever else you see that we may need, we pray for in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The peace of Christ be with you this day. Amen.